I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Lawmakers have concluded a week of hearings on the state's record-setting $27.5 billion budget. As GPB's Stephen Fowler reports, the largest funding increase comes in education.
The proposed budget for fiscal year 2020 is an increase of about $1.5 billion over this fiscal year, which ends June 30th. As Governor Brian Kemp says, a large percentage of that money will go towards education.
We need a solid K-12 education system that prepares our students to pursue higher education opportunities in our university.
Lawmakers will now decide whether to keep $500 million for teacher pay raises, plus school safety grants and mental health counselors, among other things. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
The head of Georgia's Ports Authority says Savannah's Talmadge Bridge needs to be replaced in the next 10 years. Ports Executive Director Griff Lynch told state legislators this week that the current bridge is not tall enough for some of the larger container ships to safely pass under. According to the AJC, Lynch says the Talmadge could be replaced with a higher bridge or an underground tunnel below the riverbed at a cost of around $1 billion. The bridge spans the Savannah River from downtown Savannah to South Carolina. The Savannah City Council last year appealed to the state for permission to remove the name of former governor and segregationist Eugene Talmadge from that bridge. Georgia Labor Commissioner Mark Butler says Atlanta set another record in December for total jobs. Currently, Atlanta's job total sits at nearly 3 million. Butler says people seeking employment are benefiting.
Now, another good news is we also saw the number of employed increase by over 7,000 individuals that were out there looking for jobs, and they were successful.
Atlanta's labor force also grew to 3.1 million people in December. That's an increase of 40,000 over last year at this time. Well, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s family home on Atlanta's west side will now become part of the federal park in Atlanta that includes sites such as the church where he preached and King's birth home. The National Park Foundation on Thursday announced that the home in Atlanta's Vine City neighborhood will be accessible to the public as part of the Martin Luther King Jr. National Historical Park. The foundation purchased the home from Coretta Scott King's estate on January 8th and then transferred it to the National Park Service. The historic home is where the Kings raised their four children. Other civil rights leaders also used the home as a place to discuss strategies aimed at bringing racial equality to America. And a judge has ruled that a Georgia man accused of plotting to attack the White House must remain in custody while his case moves forward. Hasher Deheb was arrested earlier this month in an FBI sting. Authorities say he shared plans to storm the White House with an undercover FBI agent and an FBI source. Thursday, a judge denied Taheb's request for bond. He's charged with attempting to damage or destroy a building owned by the United States using fire or an explosive. Local authorities contacted the FBI in March after getting a tip saying Taheb had adopted radical beliefs. And in sports, Atlanta United has acquired South American Player of the Year Gonzalo Pity Martinez. Terms of the deal were not released, but United reportedly agreed to a transfer fee of $14 million, one of the highest in Major League Soccer history. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.